Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Ford was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce when the show in. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof, like I always wanted him. I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever tried again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor. It's Gucci's galore. So many more from six in the Mars. Never more. Made him from honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. J-Fig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh** who Tobin is.
Ah, good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Thanks, low dog.
Thanks, low dog.
You're fraud.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy.
So, I was watching a game last night.
Which game? The Heat?
The Heat. And I'm watching the game, and I'm looking, and Tyler almost has another triple-double with 20.
Yeah, you did great.
And it doesn't matter. Which was my point.
All right. Well, what a broad way to put it. Because first of all, you're taking on the best offense in the league.
And I know. That's what I kept saying. I kept asking you. You think okay if Tyler scores 25, that's going to matter?
No, that's not what I said. I said if you need it, which by the way they did. I mean they were in that game basically until the last 3 minutes, so it did matter. You just needed stops at the end, and then they were kind of licking his chops. They were licking their chops when they saw Tyler Hero on defense. What? But that's not the biggest problem of today, which, you know, leave it to you. You know what I like to call you? You're a lead barrier. That's what you are. You're a wire barrier, and you're a lead barrier. That's what you are. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know truck.
Beautiful new truck, by the way. I saw that this morning. Gorgeous.
It's not even ready.
What do you mean? That's like a loaner?
No. It's got to get...
Oh, it's got to get like matted or something like that?
Yeah. And it's not... The actual materials won't be in until Monday, so...
All right. Well, listen, you know what? I'll communicate. It's not an AT&T situation, doesn't seem like.
No.
Doesn't seem like that.
By the way,
log into Twitch. By the way, dude, what are you doing?
I'm doing. Let's get
be a professional. You know,
what?
Let's show up. Let's get to the point where we're supposed to get to. Right, Marcos?
Yeah, man. You got to power through.
We all were powering through. It felt like this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Traffic
rough.
Was the worst.
This is not a heavy metal color. Baby blue.
No, that's a town hall shirt right there.
Oh, man. Are you going to the town hall?
We have to. Len pulled us aside and was like, hey, guys, enough of your shenanigans.
Did he say that?
No, he did. He did pull us aside and say we needed to be there.
People are here early. The big boss is in town. So it's like people are on their P's and Q's around here. No dogs in the building today, I bet.
No dogs, huh?
Good luck with that. I have to be there. I'm out.
I'll be there.
I'll miss you.
Are you going?
Yeah, I got a meeting anyway, so I'm going to be here.
All
right. I got nowhere to be.
What time is this meeting?
I don't know. It's late. I think it's like 4. Is it
3:30? 3:30.
3:30. Oh,
man. 3:30?
That's actually better than I thought it was. I thought it was a 4:30.
No.
Anyway, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Lead barrier.
I'm not a lead barrier.
You're a lead barrier.
I am
because
not.
Because you didn't get to the real story of last night.
Well, I... Can I just tell you? Oh, no. I got it. I know what do you do. Can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you guys' texts at night. It's the worst.
Why?
Because a lot of times, to me, it has no context.
Oh, well, why? If you were watching the game, I mean, it should have had context.
I just started laughing. I hung up my phone and put my phone away when I saw guy's name is Tony Brothers and he's an only child. I'm like, I see where this is going. I'm out.
Tony Brothers. Listen, here's the thing. Tony Brothers needs to answer for his crimes.
What happened?
He ejected Bam with 20 seconds left as a show pony.
He ejected
Bam out of bio for sass. And Bam, after the game, was pissed because he says, my mother taught me one thing. When you speak to somebody, you look them in the eye. And this guy wouldn't explain anything to me. Wouldn't even look at me and explain to me his calls, which were garbage. Bam Adebayo, 2 free throws yesterday. Bam! 2 free throws. An atrocity. Ridiculous. They were living in the paint yesterday. And what does Tony Brothers do? Swallow the whistle. By the way, fresh off a suspension.
Mm-hmm.
What referee gets suspended for sass?
Mm-hmm.
He got suspended?
He called up. What was the term that he called Spencer Dinwiddie? And he got suspended for it.
It was egregious. Much like his calls yesterday. But am I surprised that there was sketch calls in Boston?
No, of course not.
Look at Spo talking to the ref right now.
Wait a minute.
It was ridiculous.
Can I just say?
It really was.
Can I just say, you guys worry about the wrong crap.
No.
You almost gave up a 50 burger. You think maybe that's the reason why?
Oh, yeah. He called Spencer Dinwiddie a bleep-ass mother bleeper.
Wow.
On the court.
A ref said
that? A ref called a player that.
Leroy, has a ref ever said that to you?
Nope.
That's why he got suspended for sex. He's the worst ref in the league. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And he's a show pony. Look at me.
The only time I ever got in trouble with an official is we were playing. I forgot who we were playing, and I got mushed. Like, in the end zone. The guy mushed me in the face. And pushed my helmet, and I got up, and I didn't retaliate. I went to the official. I said, it's your job to control this. If you don't, I'm going to take matters into my own hand. Let's not forget we had this conversation.
I get you, but this NBA refereeing, and especially Tony Brothers, first of all, Bam never gets texts. He never gets technical fouls.
No.
And he gave him 2 with 20 seconds left. Game was out of reach at that point.
He went back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
Rapid fire?
Out. Send him to the showers early.
So for 20 seconds, it's going to cost Bam a game check.
It's going to cost him, it's going to cost him dough. Yeah.
And with most officials would give him one tech and then just.
Bam yesterday. And look, I want to say, Jason Tatum was amazing yesterday. I'm not doing the Monty Williams, that's why we lost.
You kind of are.
I'm not, though. I'm
you kind of are.
I'm not.
I mean, because I started this by saying you gave up almost a 50 burger. That's why you lost.
He was great. He was amazing yesterday.
Okay.
He was amazing yesterday. No, it's a little offside. You know, he got 16. Bam got 2 free throws. You know, come on, dude.
Here we go.
A little offside.
Hey. Hey.
Did Bam say that
No.
Did Bam say that was the reason?
Marcos, did I not tell you at some point during a season, the shoe would be on the other foot.
But
and he would.
It's not the same.
Did I not say
it's
this?
It's not
Marcos?
The same, though, dude.
Marcos!
Dude, it's not the same.
Did I not say it's this? Not the same. Just because you said I'm not
it's
complaining.
It's not the same, though, dude.
If you're not complaining, you don't bring it up.
I'm relaying the message for our guy, dude. Bam Adebayo, who said yesterday.
Has your wife, hold on.
What?
Has D ever come up to you and said, look, it's not that I'm complaining, but can you. Blah, 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 blah. And your first words are, that's complaining.
No, I would never say
it
that.
It is your... Oh, my goodness.
We have a discussion, like adults.
-1 for straight up lying.
You can't give me -1 for that. -1. This is a different thing.
No, it's not.
Dude, it
you're
is
just lying.
Dude,
you're lying.
Let me tell you right now.
You're
it is
lying.
Way different.
We had this conversation.
I am defending the honor of our friend.
We had this conversation.
Okay, but it's not
the
same.
And I said, at some point...
It's not the same.
You're going to complain about the calls.
But I'm not complaining about the calls. I am complaining about Tony Brothers' behavior. His behavior was egregious.
You didn't say anything about free throws.
Dude,
You did
only have two free throws.
Minus one. You're lying again.
Two free throws for Bam was egregious. Leroy, he was losing his mind. When does Bam lose his mind?
Okay.
Okay? It's not Monty Williams. He's like, oh, where are free throws? Oh, I don't know, Jump Shot City. They were off at the three-point line. Where do you want your free throws? Bam lives in the paint. You see those buckets he had yesterday? Left. Oh, he did a three yesterday. It was good. Love it. But anyway, this guy. And you know what he said after the game? Do you want to know what Bam said after the game, J-Fig?
I know what I'm going to say in the next 5 minutes. Where's the whiskey?
Marcos.
Oh, man, that would be really good. Can we drink whiskey today's show? Would that be unbecoming?
Well, I mean, town hall today.
Marcos, do you want to know what Bam said after the game yesterday?
Please, I need to know.
Leroy, do you want to know what Bam said?
No!
He said, I want Tony Brothers to hit the podium. Answer for your crimes! Which I really like. Well, why do these refs get to hide behind?
That's what I hate. I hate the fact that as an athlete, right? You are forced. Not you do it, but technically you have to. And some reporters will make sure they mention that you have to answer the questions. And we have to be able to answer for everything that happened during the course of a game, right?
Yep.
Why don't the officials?
I don't know. Why?
Put them behind a glass booth like a police station.
Yeah.
And just have them ask questions.
They talk to like one little pool reporter every now and then. And you want to know when they don't have to? Oopsie daisy, a 2-minute report. Sorry for all mistakes, everybody.
What?
Dude. That's the NBA official.
Minus one, everybody. For clowniness. Being a clown.
I apologize for my mistakes in the last 2 minutes.
You know what we need? Minus one for jackassery.
No! Well, we kind of have one for show poniness.
Yeah. Minus one.
You sound like the guy that goes, berries and cream, berries and cream.
That's what it's like, though. When you send out that 2-minute report, you're like, oh, sorry for errors. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like they had the Royals there yesterday. That's what it's like. Somebody who runs the crown.
Oh, sorry that Prince Harry was there yesterday and he spilled a drink on the hardwood. Yes.
What? This happened!
Berries and cream! Berries and cream! All the little animals! Berries and cream!
That's Tony Brothers right there. Yes. That's him.
Oh, sorry, Bam. I got a little sensitive. I was just trying not to call anybody a bleep-ass mother bleep anymore.
Clearly he didn't.
Clutching his pearls as he says that.
It's ridiculous. I am so upset. What kind of behavior is this from Tony Brothers?
Hey, Marcos?
This is not the same.
Marcos?
This is not the same.
He's trying to justify it. But in his own way, he's doing the same thing Monty Williams
did. I'm not doing the same
you
thing.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You complain about officiating when it really had nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
That's not true. Very even game. You got to say, that was a close game yesterday.
Yes.
They had a little pull away at the end.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum was amazing. He also got a parade to the free throw line. Yeah. Jason Tatum.
You're doing it again.
Minus one. No. Seriously, though. Jason Tatum, like, breeze. Oh, send Jason Tatum to the free throw line. Yeah. Bam, gets mauled. No call. Spo was losing it yesterday. Leroy, at one point, they tugged his jersey out.
I'm not doing the same thing. And trying to justify.
I'll tell you why it's not the same thing. Because Monty Williams in that Suns game hit the evidence. Pointed to, you didn't deserve free throws. Everything was out of the paint. That's not how Bam lives. You know that. Dude was getting... Al Horford, one foul. He's 40. One foul? Grant Williams, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. You want to know why?
Question.
Because they're on the take from the O'Keefe Mafia there in Boston.
So basically what you're saying is that Al Horford, who really plays on the perimeter...
He doesn't, though.
He does.
Not in defense. No, he doesn't.
Yep.
Okay, no, he doesn't. You're saying incorrect things.
You're saying he should have more than one foul just because.
No, he should have one more than one foul because he did have more than one foul. They just didn't call it.
And why do I feel like I knew this was going to come at some point?
But like,
and I knew this was coming at some point, and you denied it. You denied
it. The same thing.
And now we're sitting here. You're going to put a little twist on it, but yes, it is.
Dude.
It's complaining about officiating.
Not every death is murder, okay? Not every death is murder.
It's about to be one up in here.
I'm telling you right now.
Like, what you talking about?
What happened last night to the Heat,
which I'm not saying is the reason they lost. Okay, I'm not saying it's the reason they lost.
Wait,
I'm not saying that.
Wait,
but
you haven't mentioned anything else.
No.
You haven't mentioned anything.
It would be nice, you know, no Jimmy Butler last night. It would be nice in a true game.
An alternative.
It would be nice with no Jimmy Butler last night. Call the game even. Call it right down the middle. But they got influenced. They got influenced by royalty.
Oh, look at Jason Tatum. What do you think, Duchess? Oh, send him to the he sent him to the parade line.
That's not what they call it, Prince.
Whatever. Soccer, basketball, good time, chaps.
You are a buffoon.
What are you doing in me dungeon?
That's.
I hope you never meet the royals.
No,
you want those other.
Chloe,
I never want to meet the royals.
The struts put out the memo.
I never want to meet the royals.
The struts put out the memo.
I'm so sick of
you're not meeting any more people. Right now.
I don't care if it's a duke, a duchess, a prince, a king, a queen. Doesn't matter. I don't want to meet a royal.
How about a strut?
Okay.
You should meet a strut this weekend.
The only king I want to meet is the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury. That's it. Other than that, they can kick rocks.
Oh, dude. This, you...
Not surprising you wouldn't defend Bam. He was right. Not surprising.
It has nothing to do with defending Bam. This is about you and you taking the totally opposite side.
I'm not taking the opposite
side.
When it
didn't fit your team.
One,
you did!
No. One complaint with Monty Williams was bull bleep, and this one is legit.
Marcos, did we not have this conversation when he was complaining about Monty Williams?
Dude, here's
the thing. Had this because I said, Williams, guess what?
Monty Williams.
Eventually, you're going to be in the guy in
but
here.
But I'm not complaining first about free throws. First, I'm complaining about Tony Brothers' behavior, which, by the way, has evidence of being abhorrent. Because what referee do you know gets suspended for sass? Okay? Then I'm going with Bam Adebayo getting kicked out of a game, which never happens.
It'll get returned.
Okay, great. Overturned. Guess what? Damage is done. And that's what I'm talking about. These referees have no accountability. And that's what Bam is saying. Answer for your crimes. And instead what they do is,
the two-minute report.
Thanks.
The only Royal Tobin like is Burger King Royal Crispy Chicken.
Yikes.
Dates out. Minus one for hypocrisy.
I think he's talking
about minus one.
No, it's for you.
I think it's talking about you.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you?
I'm merely just pointing out something that I told you I was going to point out a week and a half ago?
Whatever you say, Leroy, Horde. Should we start talking about Tom Brady being the greatest? Didn't realize we were doing a show on WEEI, the Murph.
See?
Unbelievable. Home team this guy, huh?
No, it hasn't. This has nothing.
You'd rather pigeonhole me and get me than talking about the task at hand.
No.
That's true.
Here's the problem. It's true. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Because I pointed out to you, and it's the only reason why.
It's not the same thing.
Why isn't it?
Because they're complaining about two different things. Monty Williams was making excuses, and Bam Adebayo was talking about behavior of a ref. They're different.
You didn't say anything about free throw.
Well, the free throw.
Hold on.
There's a reason why he's upset.
You didn't.
There's a reason
wait.
No,
sit down here and talk about free throw disparity.
Listen to me, Peter Pan. All right, I need you to grow up here for a second and put on your big boy ears. Obviously, free throws have something to do with it. That's why he's upset. But what he's more upset by is disrespect of an official who has a track record of being disrespectful. And even you have been on the show many a times and have said what he wants, which is accountability, which this referee
correct.
Did not have. Good, you agree with me.
No.
Good,
no.
Great. We got to go to break.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Appreciate you. Thanks for believing in me, man.
Always Bam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning. And we got your chance to see comedian John Mulaney Saturday, December 3rd at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQAM.com and click on the contest page. John Mulaney this Saturday.
Dude, just had a situation.
What happened?
So we're in there looking at pictures of fruitcake, and I'm trying to explain to these two youngins what is actually in a fruitcake.
And each one gets worse, by the way.
It gets worse. Each picture gets worse and worse because you see the little pieces of fruit. And I was telling the story about my daughter in Publix. She thought they were gummy bears, and she pitched a fit about the gummy bears. I'm like, that's not gummy bears. Gummy bears, aisle five. These are nasty. So she goes, J.F. goes, who even eats fruitcake? I'm like, old people. Old people come over to your house, they always bring a fruitcake. I don't know why. I never see anybody perusing in Publix. And Publix has, look, Publix has it on showcase like it's a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. So
it does look fun to make.
So we tested the theory.
Fun? Yeah, it looks like that's all that it's there for.
They even have fruitcake cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. So we tested the theory. They go, who eats fruitcake? Old people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, Lynn. You eat fruitcake? If you have it, I'll eat it. Yeah. So there you go. There's the demographic.
Lynn. You seem like you're not that rats off a ship on it. You like fruitcake, dude?
I have actually never had a fruitcake.
Gotcha. Testing. I'm going to get one.
Why?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a show taste.
But I don't want
for
that.
The holidays, no. Dude.
It's a holiday.
We're gonna be jolly.
Who cares? Are you chewing gum?
No.
What do you got going on right now? What are you eating?
No, don't.
What do you got right now?
Don't. You have candy? Don't change the subject.
No. What are you eating? Right
do you
now?
Have candy?
He has fruitcake.
You holding out?
No, fruitcake doesn't crunch.
Oh, he's got M&M's. That's
M&M's.
He's got peanut M&M's. He's eating right on the air.
I thought they were done.
Didn't pay your taxes today, Leroy.
Amazing. All right, can we hear from Bam Adebayo after yesterday's game? He was thrown out by Tony Brothers. He was not pleased. Here was him on the post game in the locker room with Jason Jackson and reporters.
I mean, it's hard to, you know, get a team out of flow when we only shoot 9 free throws and they shoot 23. I feel like that's the deciding factor right there. I feel like we shoot 18. We in the 18 total free throws. We in the ball game.
Obviously, the frustration boils over at the end. We see a lot of times, obviously, when a guy becomes a dominant guy, has the ball a lot, sometimes the referees let other teams get away with a little bit more. I mean, it's almost a testament to what you've been doing. How frustrating was it when even Spoke said on the last one, it was kind of obvious you got grabbed?
I mean, Me personally, I don't really get bent out of shape about calls. You know, my biggest thing is, like, my mom taught me ever since I was younger. If somebody talking to you, look at them dead in their eyes. I feel like that's unprofessional when, you know, players try to come talk to you and you don't look at them and, you know, acknowledge them. You know, I feel like that has to be addressed. and that's conversations we don't get to see. We don't get to hear when, you know, they go in their corners. I feel like they should be put on the podium and have to explain, you know, certain situations throughout the game. But
did you get any explanation on that when you went over to him?
No. You know, I asked somebody getting fouled. They tell me no. And then I go watch film, and dudes is pushing me. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like, come on, bro. Like, y'all out here to, you know, make the game fair. And I'm not saying, you know, dudes don't get touched more than others, but, you know, our team shooting a total of 9 free throws, and we're one of the teams that get in the paint and live in the paint. And you telling me we only shoot 9? Come on, man.
As far as you get to play them again.
Bam, yesterday.
Spoke to a degree.
On the situation with Crooked Tony Brothers. Does your opinion change now after hearing from the man himself?
My opinion about all of this situation has never changed.
Mm.
What I was talking about is everybody ends up on this side of it at some point during this long season.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you want to
Tony, I mean, Monty Williams was whining.
And so
that's how you talk about
so
it.
And so now,
Bam,
now you're doing the same thing.
Bam, much younger than Monty Williams, yet actually handles it like an adult. Monty Williams.
He did mention the free throw disparage.
Yeah, of course. It's part of the story. What do you think? He's upset because he wouldn't tell him about the weather?
So Monty did that, and what?
Because Monty Williams was wrong. Monty Williams was making excuses about a jump shooting team, and Bam Adebayo lived in the paint and got hacked all night and got no calls.
Oh, so you're not necessarily disputing that they're arguing about the same things. You're just giving your guy a valid reason to be arguing.
I could argue that I'm a rhinoceros, but I got to have some evidence for it. Monty Williams had no evidence.
I've seen you run. There's a chance. People would buy it.
But, like, you know, you can argue anything you want. I mean, honestly, these days, anybody does. He sounded like a tinfoil hat nut.
Here's what I said.
Bam actually has a legitimate excuse. A reason.
Everybody that gets caught on the short end of the free throw battle complains. That's all I said. And you said, no. And no, less than 2 weeks later, you're complaining about the same thing.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the guy in the every league has a referee that everybody knows. Okay. Tony Brothers is that referee these days. Everybody knows. Okay. He's the worst in the league, just like Angel Hernandez in baseball. All right. Or Franz O'Malley, the referee in the NHL. Everybody knows who these guys are. And for me to just see, like, oh, you know, I'm gonna go about my business and just be a jerk. All right. Good for you.
All right. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying it's the reason they lost. I was happy with the Heat's performance yesterday. I thought it was a really, really good game back and forth.
Can I say this?
Sure.
You say it's not the reason why they lost, but that's all you've been talking about.
Because first of all, it's out of character for Bam. He never gets like this about the referees. And for this referee in particular, who just came off suspension for the way he interacts with players, to do that with 20 seconds left was a joke. It was a joke.
I got it. So, I don't have a problem with people complaining about free throw disparity. Everybody does it. That's all I was pointing out to you. You can put some bells and whistles and flowers on it.
Facts. I like to call them facts. You like to call them that, but that's only because you want to try and box me in, which you'll never do. I like to call them facts, which is Monty Williams was arguing hocus pocus like he had an imaginary friend, and Bam is arguing with reality. That's the difference.
So
we can say we're arguing about the same thing, but they're not.
So and let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think all the other people that complain about the free throw disparity don't think that their reasons are valid?
I don't know what they think. I don't know. It's case by case. This one's legit. Monty Williams was hocus pocus.
It's the truth.
You are the worst.
It's the truth.
It's the worst.
Go back and watch that Suns game. They didn't deserve free throws.
Again, I'm not disputing any of that. The first thing every coach does is look at the free throw disparity.
No.
They do.
Spo didn't last.
They always complain about it.
Spo said, I share Bam's frustration. He didn't say
it. He didn't have to say it because Bam said it.
He didn't. Oh, no. Spo talks first, so wrong. But for Eric Spoelstra, he did not go the route of Monty Williams, a crybaby. He did not act. And one person is directly involved with it. I could let a pass go by for a player who's involved in the interaction directly. Monty Williams, he couldn't out-scheme Jimmy Butler shutting down Devin Booker. So what does he do? He boo-hoos about it. Very unbecoming of a leader. A nice man. Listen, a nice man. Very nice man. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, it was unbecoming. How many snacks do you have? Like, are you gonna like just give us all of the 5-course meal right in the microphone?
Where'd you get the ice?
We have.
There's no ice in this.
Our breaks are plenty long for you to sit here and have a meal. You're sitting crunching ice. You're crunching M&M's. You're crunching ice, dude.
I'm not crunching ice. You can't crunch ice,
dude. Yes, you can.
I'm not chewing ice.
Okay, then you're crunching M&M's with ice. Like, you're drinking your soda that has ice in it. So you're either crunching ice or you're crunching M&M's, but you're crunching.
You're lashing out today.
I'm not lashing out, dude. If anybody's lashing out, let me tell you something. If anybody's lashing out, you're lashing out.
No, we're what? Lashing
out. If anybody's no! lashing out, it's you.
No!
Because you can't, you don't want to sit here and live in Facksville. You want to see, I want to be.
Here's a fact.
I want to be in,
okay,
let's get told.
No, 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 let's talk about facts. Let's talk about facts.
Let's talk about facts.
Every coach who has had a free throw disparity, regardless of who it is, complains about
Spo
it.
Spo didn't.
I mean, because...
So you're wrong.
Every... Oh,
so you're wrong.
All right.
Spo didn't. Okay. What did he say? I share his frustration.
And what did Bam say?
Bam went with the free throws, but he said I share his frustration of getting kicked out. He didn't hear Bam's quotes before he spoke.
Okay. You see how you try to finagle your way around?
I'm not finagling. I'm telling you what really happened. You're the one who's finagling. No. You know what you want to do? You're Patrick Swayze with the pottery wheel. That's what you like to do. You like to mold.
Can we pick somebody who's alive?
It's a good scene.
Still like to be alive and kicking.
Well, I don't know anybody else who has a famous pottery wheel. Who is he around at that moment? Is that Demi Moore in Ghost?
Yes, it's Ghost, right?
Yeah. Ghost.
Glad he knew that, because I was going to say Whoopi.
What?
Yeah.
She's in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back and more after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Taking you up till 2 o'clock. Hey, music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returned to Fort Lauderdale Beach this weekend. You got Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World, Machine Gun Kelly, and a whole lot more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling on up. Purchase tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com. JFig's very excited to head on over there and go really check out the show. I'm going to UFC. I decided.
Ooh. When?
This weekend. It's in Orlando.
Are you going dolo?
What?
Like, are you going to bring your family to Orlando or?
No.
Nice. So you are going solo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Really?
I got a credential.
It's a fun thing to do.
What?
You just gonna...
Gonna up and go watch some UFC. What's wrong with that?
You didn't invite him. That's what it is.
Did you want him? He would have got... He's not gonna go to Orlando. He's not gonna go to Orlando to go to see UFC. If it's the hero, of course we're gonna go. Of course. Which, by the way, if I talk to Dana White, I'm gonna say, hey! Where's my Miami card, dude? Speaking of, the main event is going to join us today. Kevin Holland, he's going to join us at 12:30. Hand on the dump button.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Wonder Boy Thompson's going to join us at 1:30. You won't need it for him. He's known. You know how Jorge Masvidal's known as the baddest mother bleeper?
Yes.
Well, he has his own belt. It's the NMF. It's called the nicest mother bleeper.
Really?
Yeah, he's the nicest dude. Like, it's literally known. Now, he kicks people's heads off.
Yeah.
He's also 40.
Yeah, well, he's been around forever. But, dude, he does what you love, the head kick. Better than anybody, because he's a karate fighter. See, he was in Cobra Kai, too.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm amazed at, like, just how these fights play out when the specialties are different. Like, you know, DC is a wrestler.
Yep.
You know, so watching him go against a whole bunch of different other guys and be able... It's funny because UFC, usually the wrestlers do well.
I know. It's kind of... You know, and I actually wanted to ask Wonderboy about that and Holland, because Holland is known for... He's a really, really fun fighter, can't wrestle a lick. And he's all of his losses are literally just to wrestlers.
Right.
And it's annoying. Like, it's the thing that's maybe most valuable in the sport, but it's also the thing that's most boring about the sport. We want to see what these guys do.
A lot of hugging and, like, at least with, like, some of the guys, they're not necessarily wrestlers, but when they take you to the ground, they try and choke you out.
Yep.
A wrestler, they can lay there for 2-3 minutes.
It's annoying.
And it's just, right.
But you know, I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait. I haven't seen UFC live in a while, so excited.
And everybody's fine with this?
What do you mean? The family? Yeah, because I'm gonna. It's a you dude. You know how close I live to Orlando?
Oh, so you coming back right after the?
Yeah, I'm not gonna stay. I'm grown up. Wow. I drive to Orlando like it's driving to Miami. It literally probably took me longer to get here today than it would take me to get to Orlando.
It was so brutal
driving
atrocious.
Here today. It
was
like
atrocious.
What the hell? And then still. When you get on the Gretna and come
is
across,
is this Art Basel? Is this because of Art Basel?
There's moments where I'm driving and I don't have traffic on a regular day, but today on those empty spots. Ridiculous.
I saw yesterday, I think it was on Only in Dade's Instagram, I saw some guy that Art Basel'd himself as like one of those mechanical horses.
What the hell was that?
What was that? Did you see this guy? I'm going to show you this right now.
It was like a seahorse, too.
Look at this. It's right here.
I saw that.
This is very strange.
Oh, it's not. Damn it.
It was very strange, though. Like, it was like one of those things in front of a supermarket.
Right. Like he's a pony.
Yeah, but
and
like,
he Art Basel'd the pony?
He was the pony. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on like a mechanical device of some sort.
How is this art? I don't understand Art Basel. I don't like that it's here, and people love it because it just seems like it gets bigger and bigger every year.
That looks like a S&M. Is it S&M? Yeah.
BDSM?
I don't know.
S&M.
But I think I saw Floyd Mayweather drop like. I think Floyd Mayweather dropped like $1.5 million on a painting yesterday.
Oh my God.
Just like.
Just to do it.
Just to do it because he's Floyd Mayweather. He doesn't care.
Can people buy that one?
What?
That person?
That I don't know. Yeah, what happens with this guy, dude?
Hey,
I
don't know. Let me just say this.
I think we stopped that.
The buying of people is not suggested.
He's not doing that
absolutely
anymore.
Yeah, but he's not a person. He's
yeah, it's true. He's not a person, though.
But he's
a motorcycle.
You know what he looks like? That commercial with the guy with the... when he's a man on a motorcycle. He says, I think I'm going to wear these out.
What are you for Art Basel? Oh, I'm a mechanical horse.
You think he's proud of himself?
I think he is.
I think he's like, I nailed this.
Do you think like when he goes to Thanksgiving, right? And they say, hey, Charles, what do you do? I'm an artist.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're going to support my daughter?
Show me your work.
All right. And then like a couple weeks later, Daddy, look what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mechanical horse.
He's single.
Yeah. You think so?
I was going to say, for sure
he is absolutely single.
Yeah.
There is no way you could embarrass the family like that.
That's something, dude.
Like, I did see a large banana. Like, I'm talking like 10 feet banana on a huge canvas taped. And I was like,
just stealing the idea?
It's kind of cool.
I liked it. Really?
It was huge.
Was he a was there a person in the banana or was it a giant banana?
It was the back of a
truck.
So
now we got to ask that question now because
yeah.
of old.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know what's art. What's art anymore?
Mm. That's a good question.
You know? I go through these art galleries.
I thought art was something you could take home.
Me too.
And you could. I don't want it in my house.
It's a concept.
It's a concept.
Imagine having that in your house, dude.
I don't know.
What is this?
It's like, do I ride this person?
What was the inspiration for this?
Do I have to feed him?
I hate this so much.
I hate Art Basil, and thanks for making me almost late to work.
Yeah.
It's already? How long does it go on?
I thought it was this weekend, but apparently yeah. I already started.
We're basiling it up, dude, all week.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl is Sunday, but the festivities begin, like, right before, right. You know?
Razzle Basil.
Yeah. I thought they would have something downstairs, but I guess not. Not this year.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the parking lot?
Yes.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm going to take up all of our parking spots.
Yeah.
Art Basil. Speaking of fake things, the Bills play tonight. They take on the Patriots.
Ooh.
And McCorkle. I don't know who to root for. I hate these both.
Speaking
I hate both
of McCorkle, of what's your middle name, J. Fig?
That's such a random transition. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
It's not that random.
It's not that random.
Answer people. For your crimes.
Because Mac Jones' middle name is McCorkle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why they call him Mac. Mm. Good luck.
Strange, right?
No, but who do you root for tonight? Because it's like I hate these games where I hate both teams.
Yeah.
I think I'm rooting for the Patriots, but I don't know if I can bring myself to do it.
You're rooting for the Patriots because the Patriots, if they win, there's no way in hell they can finish it off with McCorkle at quarterback, right?
Nah.
I don't think so. Right. But if Buffalo wins, you know they could run off 4 or 5 in a row. So you want them to lose as many times as possible so that when you get to that game at the end of the year, you see what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, I think I want Buffalo to lose.
You want Buffalo to lose?
It's in New England.
What
tonight.
About a tie? I can root for a tie.
Nope.
Nah, I don't like ties.
You know what? That hook always works to your disadvantage.
Wow, what a rare night. So I got to root for the Patriots tonight?
Got to root for the Patriots.
Home?
I root for the Patriots.
Thursday, what's the spread?
Let's see. It's in New England. The spread right now is Buffalo 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Hmm.
I'll take the Patriots.
Oh, all right.
Home team? It's not that far, though.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
It's not 500 miles.
And they've all had a true week off because they both played on Thanksgiving.
Is it a question?
Hmm?
What's the weather going to be like?
I was just going to ask that.
It looks like 43 and cloudy. I don't see snow.
That's perfect weather.
That's your expertise.
Perfect weather.
Yeah.
Perfect weather. Football weather?
43 and cloudy.
What are you talking about the wind?
Oh, bro, what do I look
they
like?
They say 7 miles per hour for Sunday.
They're playing tonight, though.
I don't know why I checked Sunday. It's 17 miles per hour for Thursday.
What are we doing?
13 mile an hour winds tonight.
Deception.
Let's see. 13.
20% chance of rain.
Ooh. 13 miles an hour.
It's not allowed to rain. Buffalo.
Here's the problem, though. Here's why New England's going to win. Because I think sometimes when you're hurt, you're trying so hard to show that you're not hurt that you make mistakes. And I think that's where the Bills are with their quarterback.
Wasn't it the Bills game last year, the Patriots won, where they let Mac Jones throw 3 times?
Yep.
In a blizzard?
Yep. But you know what? I always have respect for coaches who their only goal is to win this game. They don't care how it looks. They don't care how bad offense looks or defense looks. You're just trying to devise a plan to survive this week. And I think we have a lot of these young coaches who sometimes can't accept that. Like, they have to be the reason why. So I like Mike McDaniel doesn't really do that, right? He doesn't really, you know, say, ooh, I got to design this, you know, fancy offense so that I'm the reason why we're winning.
No, I don't think – I think the game that probably McDaniel has had this year that resembled what he wanted the most was probably the Cleveland game.
Yes. There was no – everything worked – You went through the game.
And it wasn't really even a star-studded game. Like, it wasn't a big game from Waddle and Tyreek. Mm-hmm. It was kind of everybody pitching in. Mm-hmm. All of his guys, too. Anyway, that weather, which is going to be there tonight, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them up, 866-954-MORE. Tua! He's got some big plans coming up for this road trip. Big plans for Tua Tagovailoa. Get to that coming up next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.